You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Don't tell me when to start.
I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
It's that shit fucking weekend, Steve. Okay.
Well, don't get too personal.
Everything we fucking talked about.
Well,
I'm not getting personal. Well, I'm gonna be mad the whole time.
That's fine. I'm just saying we're recording now, so I don't want you to start crying tears and then, oh, you gotta cut that all out. I don't want them to know.
No, I let everyone know I'm pissed. I have to explain to them why.
Oh, God. You know what we got? Let me cheer you up. If it's not gonna cheer you up, it's gonna cheer our
shut
audience
the fuck up. Play some music. I don't care.
All right, we're just gonna play the six songs and get off of here. So this podcast is only gonna be about 20 minutes long.
What do you got, Steve?
You know, we have an abundance of stickers.
Yeah.
And this is gonna be Brennan's first time hearing it. So me and Travis came up with an idea.
Wait, did someone turn Brendan on? Is he on over there?
I'm on.
Okay, he's there. Okay.
In case you don't know, Brendan is actually just a computer we use to read.
Yeah, Travis has a computer stuff. That he answers for Brendan. It's like the Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow we have better equipment than him. It actually sounds like a real human and not a robot.
Well, that's questionable.
So we got a shitload of stickers. And we're putting it out there that if anybody wants them, to email your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we'll send you like 3 or 4.
Or you can come pick them up at your house.
No. I'll send them to you. So
for free.
For free, yeah. Don't cost anything. Just email us your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we'll drop some in the mail for you. I'll probably send you like 3 or 4, like I said.
And that's it.
Yeah,
don't send them any weird shit.
There's not going to be like 3 stickers and then a picture of Travis's dick or anything. So it won't be.
But that'll come like a week later.
Yeah, it'll be now that we have your address, yeah. it's gonna
then
get
like
weird.
Someone's like kid or mom will open it and be like,
Travis will show up at their house.
Travis will show up. I came free too. No, but I sent one out because I've been putting it on the show notes. Since, you know, we pre-record everything, I've been putting it in the show notes about sending it. And we had someone hit us up and wanted us to send stickers out to Cali. So I told them, and which I'm going to tell everybody here, if you want them. No, they're not coming here to get them. Here's the thing. If we send you the stickers, do us a favor and, stick one on something cool or take a picture of you holding it. Take a picture of it, and we'll post it up on our Instagram page. No fucking dick pics.
I want dick
pics. No, you don't. You do not. You know, so
just slap one on your balls.
Hit us up, and we'll send you some. Which the person in Cali did, and I sent him some. He never sent me any pictures, so.
Never sent any pictures?
Nah. Mm. Unless they gave me the wrong address, and they just showed up at somebody's fucking house. They're probably like, what the fuck is this? So it went right in the trash.
Yeah.
But could whatever. Happen. No, but like I said, we got a bunch of them. So if you want them, hit us up. We'll send you some. Because, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we do?
That's all we do. Stickers now. That's our main thing.
We quit our jobs.
Yep. We quit our jobs and are primarily here to give away free stickers. It sounded great at the time, but now I'm wondering how the fuck we're going to pay for when this batch of stickers runs out.
Not a very good business model.
No. I mean, you know. Gotta learn, you know what I mean?
Gotta start somewhere.
So I haven't told the wife yet, but I threw away my job for free stickers. Well, I mean, it's not free for me because I got to pay for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, now she's paying for them because she still has a job.
She doesn't know that yet. Yeah. She doesn't know it yet, but I'm just going to start stealing money out of her purse and pay for it.
Teenager.
Yeah. You know, it's like a teenager. But think about it. If I sneak like a few bucks a day out of there.
Sure. By the end of the month. Take all the quarters and dimes. And
by the end of the month, I'll have enough to send out to get some more stickers made.
Totally.
So that's probably what I'm going to start doing. Yeah. I mean,
sounds like a plan.
It's a good idea. Brendan.
Yes.
So what do you think about Slayer saying they're doing their final, and I'm doing the quotation marks because how many bands say that nowadays, their final world tour?
Yeah.
Do you think it's true or do you think? Now,
maybe
I understand.
World tour, maybe they play festivals.
That's what I thought. I figured they probably just stick to festivals here and there.
Yeah, I guess.
But do they even have a right to do that to us?
Why?
I mean,
what do you mean?
It's Slayer. I figured they'd just keep playing until they died.
They could have probably quit touring 10, 20 years ago. Probably. Been fine.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I saw that, and of course there was no St. Louis dates.
I was going to ask, did they add that yet or not?
Not yet. But like they said they're going to add more shows. They always come here, so I'm assuming that if it's their last fucking tour, they're not going to not come to St. Louis. But it also wouldn't be surprising if they didn't, because fucking St. Louis is not.
You think it's even up to them, really?
No, technically it's not, from what I've read articles from bands saying. It's promoters.
Right.
You know, so they say that, you know.
It just depends where the money's at. If it's not here in St. Louis, then fuck them.
Well, it's not even that. I can't remember who it was, who I read that article about. I don't know if it was Obituary, maybe? I don't know. Somebody, they said, you know, people always email when they put out a tour. Oh, why aren't you, like in our case, why aren't you coming to St. Louis? Well, because no promoter said come to St. Louis on your tour and we'll put you in there.
You're right.
We'll work out a schedule to get you in here, because it's not up to the band. Because the band said, yeah, we want to go to everywhere. They want to go everywhere they possibly can, because that's how they make money.
Right.
So it really comes down to promoters. And they say, get on your promoters' asses if you want bands to come to your town. So, but that's why you always see a tour come out, and then all of a sudden more cities pop up.
Yeah.
And then, because I'm sure someone on their side gets a hold of all these. They probably have a list of people they get a hold of to put a tour together. But fuck, you can't call every city.
We'll probably have to go to Chicago.
Yeah, or Kansas City.
Yeah.
Or Louisville. I don't know. I wonder if they go there, or if they go to Nashville, maybe.
Nashville.
They probably go around. They just go around all the major cities in a circle around St. Louis.
Omaha.
They just drive on through and wave.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Like, you're here, play. We're like, no, we're going to Chicago. Fuck you.
Little shit. Springfield. They go to every Springfield in every state.
Yeah. Peoria, Illinois. Oh, shit. Oh, I did see this, though. We were talking about Mortician a while ago. If they were even still a band.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of bring that up from time to time. Which is a joke, because we don't like them. But, where was that at? So there's a festival. God damn it, I know I took a screenshot of the motherfucker. Oh, there it is. Okay. The Maryland Death Fest. I'm sure you've heard of that. Travis, we know you haven't.
No.
But there's a pre-fest going on, and it looks like Mortician's headlining it. So I guess they're back in business.
Yeah. I saw on their website a couple months ago that they were touring or recording a new album or doing something.
Doing something. I did see something too on where the fuck was that? It was Instagram or Twitter or something. Somebody posted something about a member of Mortician. Like, whatever happened to that guy? And then if you go to the what's that site? The Metal Encyclopedia or the what's that?
Encyclopedia or Encyclopedia?
You know what I'm. You know what
Metal Archives.
That's it. The Metal Archives. If you go there and click on the person's name. It says that apparently he got high on PCP and went out, walked out into the water and drowned. And they're like, oh, that's what happened to him. I don't know. That's what it said. And the guy had a screenshot of it and had it up there. I was like, holy fuck. I wonder if it was one of the guys we saw when actually me and Brendan first met at that shit show.
I think there's only ever two people, actually.
In the two band. Main people.
Yeah.
And then I thought they added somebody, a third person, but then I don't know if they really stuck around. Well, apparently somebody got high on PCP and decided to go for a swim, and it didn't work out too well for him.
So they had to fill in, find a new guy?
Yeah, it was probably not too hard to do.
Hey, bum.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They probably went by a homeless shelter. It's like, can you play this? Yeah. Come on. Let's go on tour. God, I hope they don't ever come across us. Because these are the type of guys that would probably actually really kill you. Because they've got nothing to lose.
What does that mean?
Trust me, if you've seen them live, you would understand what we mean.
You would, yeah.
They've got nothing to lose.
I mean, if you're high on PCP,
exactly. You don't have too much going when it, on, when I is guess. That a good idea? You're just sitting around and you're like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to smoke PCP and see what happens.
I mean, it's not popular around here. Why, yeah. You know, but
thank God. No, what
thing is meth or anything else we have around here?
Don't you think that's the moment in your life when you should be like start questioning everything that you're doing? Like heroin, for example, when you're like, oh, fuck, I got to start shooting up.
I think at that point, you just don't give a fuck. You're like, you know, if I die from this, that's whatever.
But you know that's what's going to happen.
You don't give a fuck. It's not like, I'm going to shoot up heroin, but I can't be late for work tomorrow. you know what I mean? You don't have a conscience like that.
I guess you're right. I guess that's why I just don't understand it. It's just, you might get coke and all that, you're partying, you know what I mean?
Because I think that all the time. Like, I should smoke some crack, but I got to take the kid to school in the morning, and then I got to go to work for like 10 hours. And
Yeah, I get it. Well, fuck, you should do it while you're at work. You might get more done.
Probably, yeah, after I cut my hand off or something.
Well, it doesn't matter. You'll just keep working. Yeah. Duct tape it up. We'll get the torch out and burn the wound closed like Rambo and just keep on working. I mean, Brian would probably be mad because you're going to slow down because you're now down to one hand.
Right. But it's slower.
But we could tape sandpaper to the nub. You can just keep scuffing, or
all the cars are just bloody and shit. You can
put the plastic scraper on there so you can lay mud with one hand and then scrape it off with the nub.
I'd probably just put a pair of like vice grips on there so I can hold whatever.
Oh yeah, just there you go. Yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Anyway,
how's your job going, Brendan?
All right.
Is it finally calmed down?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Did they fire all the holiday people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you ever check into that one guy?
Yeah.
What the fuck was his name? Brett?
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
He's his manager now. Is he your manager now?
No. I asked someone, and they never heard of the guy.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe he was...
No, he said he was at the Belleville. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, so he was probably just lying his ass off to us.
Who knows?
That's hilarious.
Strange.
Oh, he is probably lying.
Is that?
Because he was from over here. He lived.
Really?
Yeah, not in like Belleville, but I think he lived a little more up north from us.
Because there is a place in Alton also.
How many people work where you work?
Is it normally
super big? Or?
No, normally it's about 115, I think.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
No, because I asked him straight up when he was like, oh, I'm UPS. And since he's over closer to us than Alton, because he's on this side of the river, I said, oh, are you out of the one in Belleville? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I got a buddy that works out of that. I mean, but nobody ever heard of him?
Not the person that works in the office that would know.
Yeah, so he's like some holiday help. They don't even know they hired him.
That's awesome.
For a month.
Yeah, so he's probably just lying.
Who knows?
Who fucking knows? I'm sure he was lying. He probably came to our shop and was like, worked there for a week, and he was like, fuck this.
I don't know.
He's like, I'm out of here.
I don't know if people do that in their life. Just move from job to job. It's like, how do you ever move up?
No, I fuck that.
Because I've never moved from job to job where it's like, I never came to a job, I'm like, well, now I'm a manager. Or not. You know, it was always more lateral type of moves, you know,
right,
at first. And then you end up making more after a year or two.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like with the BS that was going on at our work with me. And
I'm already pissed off. And now we're talking about work.
I'm just, hold on. Just let me finish this. How John and our manager were getting into it. And John was like, I'll fucking walk. He's telling me, he's like, I'll walk out here and I'll take you with me. And I'm like, oh, no, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love working with him, but I can't just walk out of my job, dude.
Yeah.
He can, but he's got the skill set to where he can do that if he wants. He's done it before. He's had his own shops and stuff, so he can paint on the side until he gets on to another gig.
That's my thing. It's like, I go here. This is how I get paid. This is how I pay the bills.
Right.
If I leave here,
I don't get paid. I don't pay bills. Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, he can paint in his garage, which he does on the side anyways,
right,
and make shit.
Some money.
Make money until he gets on at another shop.
Right.
Me? Nah, dude, I can't do that.
You're giving away stickers for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even have a job anymore. I forgot. I quit to give away stickers. Oh, man.
And in case you were wondering, Mortician is going to be recording a new album this summer.
Oh, shit. Oh. Ooh, that's going to be exciting.
It's called Walking on the Beach with PCP.
I mean, the best part about that band was the intros. I guess you never really heard them, have you, Travis?
No, unfortunately, I guess I just missed out on that.
Yeah. So they do a bunch of horror movie clips and like the intro is a song, like every song, but when it comes on, it's like just fuzz and growling.
Yeah.
And the songs are like what? They're not even that long, are they? No. Usually? Minute and a half? Yeah,
2 minutes, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, you can't really consider it like grind, but I mean, it's damn near. Because it's usually slow, too. Just real. It's just fucking heavy. It's not.
Right.
When we were young, we thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
And then we saw them live and we realized it was not cool. Mm. They should have just been a recording band.
There's some bands I listen to, or even not. Certain bands, but certain songs I listen to from bands, and they'll do a song, and I'm like, there's no way that could sound good live. Like, it would be so muddled, because I'm listening to it on the radio or whatever, streaming it, and it almost sounds a little muddly.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I just think to myself, there's no fucking way that could ever sound good live.
You right. I mean? There's...
So that's all their songs, though, basically.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'll show them to you. Because you're going to be
like...
Said,
if you have a bunch of random-ass fuzz and shit... How do you do that live?
I
mean, you can...
Oh, they did it.
You can create it, but you can never create it the same or quite the way it was,
and,
you know?
And I know we've told the story on the air before, but I'll just briefly say it again. But we were only there to see him play one song.
Right. Oh, so this is the band where you yelled at him to keep playing that one song?
Yeah, Damien's like, play this song! And they're like, we already played it. And we're like, no, you... And he's like, play it again!
It's the only one that's any good.
But they never played it.
I never heard it.
No, they didn't, because that was the only song that I like. I knew other songs by him, but like
the only one
that knew that fucking
recognize.
Song.
Yeah,
like you wouldn't even have to introduce it. I'd be like, oh, they're they're playing that song, but no, no.
That's the only song I like by him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hear the song now.
Well, I'm not we're not polluting our airwaves.
We can do that ourselves.
Have you seen the documentary, and I think it's an old documentary, but I just watched it, Until the Light Takes Us, I think it's called, and it's kind of on the black metal scene, like how it started over there in Norway and all that stuff.
I don't know, I might have.
It seemed like it was pretty old. I watched it on YouTube Friday, because it looked like it was all done with like a fucking camcorder.
Oh, really?
So, but it was pretty cool, you know. Even though there was plenty of stuff in there I knew, but it was interesting hearing their side of everything. Uh-huh. And it was fucked up, though. They had, what the hell is that guy? Is it Varg? Is that how you say his name?
Varg Kearney's?
Yeah, the guy that killed, what's his name?
Hieronymus,
yeah. So when he's interviewed in it a bunch, but he's in prison.
Yeah.
So that's how old this was, because he was, he's not in prison anymore, but... But it went through that whole spiel. But it's just funny listening to him talk. Cause he's like, yeah, I just stabbed my knife into his head. It killed him instantly. it's just like, it's just so fucked up, like hearing somebody talk about
being
it.
Being nonchalant.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't trying to hide that he did it.
Yeah.
He never tried to hide it. That's the fucked up thing. So the guy kept saying he was going to kill him. So he killed him first.
Whatever.
Whatever, But it's just like... It's just funny listening to it and talk about it. And then I watched, I actually watched a video of him, because I guess he puts out a bunch of shit on YouTube now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just him talking, ranting and raving about God knows what. But he did a, apparently they're making a movie about all that.
Oh,
the
really?
Whole mayhem thing.
Like an actual movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody wrote a book, and they're making a movie off the book, but I cannot remember the name of it. I didn't realize I was going to be talking about this, otherwise I'd have it written down. But regardless, Varg was saying... Is that how you say it? Is it
Varg?
Varg? Whatever. Varg. I don't give a fuck. What's he going to do? Oh, wait. He might kill me.
Stab you in your head.
Stab me in the head. But he was talking about how the book was shit.
Yeah.
And then... Hollywood's making it like shit, but apparently Hollywood got a hold of Mayhem, whoever's making the movie to use music, and they told him to fuck off.
Oh, really?
Then they got a hold of him to use his band's stuff, Burzum. He told him to fuck off,
and I guess
they got a hold of Dark Throne. They told him to fuck off. But I mean, that's black metal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the attitude. And you're like, no, fuck you. So it's like, now I want to see the movie. You know what I mean? Because apparently it's going to be about, like, mayhem. I guess that whole, the whole shit that all went down and the start of the blackmail scene. But I'm sure it'll be all skewed, but it'll still be pretty interesting to watch, I guess. But I don't know. I can't remember the name of it. I wish I would have.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Travis. I mean, are you, am I hurting your feelings because you don't know what we're talking about here?
I'm over here crying inside. I'm just still mad.
You're still mad?
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, you'll probably feel better when you eat something.
I need a beer.
Oh, fuck. Well, if I would have known that, we could have done our beer episode this one. But now you're going to have to wait.
I'd probably just be mad and drunk. So oh, God. Like,
smash the bottle over Brendan's head over there. He said he was going to punch you in the face, but it wasn't anything personal. It's because he's right-handed, and it doesn't make sense for him to punch me because there won't be that much power. You know, I already sit on his right.
It might work out.
Yeah, but you would hit me, but the power, you reaching around and just,
oh, yeah, I could.
Speaking of reach arounds,
I'm getting one right now.
I don't know whose hand it is. This table's so tall, I can't even tell. Oh, it's my hand. God damn it! I'm doing it myself. See, it's a.
You're supposed to do that before we started.
Brendan, you looked it up, didn't you?
Lords of Chaos.
There it is. I can see it in his face. I was like, oh shit, he just looked all that stuff up. That's it. That was the name of the. What was the name of the book too? Correct.
Yeah.
And I guess they're gonna.
I think my brother had that book.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, did he?
If I'm not mistaken.
What's that little Google device you ask questions?
Oh, that Google app? Goggle?
No, the little box.
Goggle.com?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what the hell's it called?
And you're like, play the song, and it plays you that song.
Oh.
What's it called?
Oh, fuck, what is the name of that? I don't know, I don't pay attention
Alexa.
To it.
Alexa.
That's it. What's up, baby?
We have Brendan.
Yeah, we have the Brendan. It's not as quick, but it figures the shit out.
It's a little slow.
But it figures it out.
And
you know
it
what
talks
I mean?
Kind of oddly. But yeah.
There's a lot of clicks you'll hear whenever you ask it a question. But it gets it. It gets the answer right, though. I'll give them that.
And when
that's the thing,
when
though.
When it's loading, too, it's like,
It's not like Alexa when you're like, you say something and it completely mishears you.
Right.
And gives you just a random answer. The Brendan hears you.
Yeah.
But... you gotta take time for it to search.
It's
I could see it in his face as soon as he sat back. I was like, "Fuck, he looked that up and he knows it." See, I'm just like, I could look it up too, but I'm like, "Fuck it."
Right, you don't.
You think I would have been more professional and knew I was going to talk about it and wrote it down in the show notes?
Well, that's why Brendan's here.
Right, that's what he does. He can find shit that. Oh, I mean, we did on earlier episodes before you even came in. He's like, you remember that show? Or I'll be like, you remember that show we went to back? I don't even remember what year it was. But it was early 2000s. And we're talking about it. And he's like, it was 2001 on May 13th. Ticket prices were $15. Taxes were this much.
Parking was 10.
This band was there. This. The show started at this time. I'm like, how do you even find that? He finds it.
And just because... we're too lazy to look.
Yeah. Well, I would type in like two things and I'd be like, I'm over it. Because I feel like doing that and it's just terrible. But one of the bands we played today, actually the last band we're going to play, I could not find where they were from. Their Facebook page didn't say it, this and that. So I have to put a question mark on here. But I guarantee, I shouldn't guarantee this. I think I'm going to. I'm betting by the end of the show, Brendan will find out where they're from.
I'll try to figure it out.
Give him something to do.
The Brendan, where is Grave Spirit from?
Give me like half an hour.
There you go. That's what you're going to get. Let's play this first one, and I apologize because I don't know what this stands for. But
the name of the band is IDLBRKR. I don't know if it's supposed to be Red Idol Breaker or just the letters or whatnot, but the name of this song is Barely Holding On.
Yeah.
was Barely Holding On by IDLBRKR. They're out of Washington, D.C. You can find them at IDLBRKR.com/releases.
Hell yeah. Go there, get their shit, buy it. And they will be very, very happy.
Probably.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
Travis, you know you were just making fun of me off air for clearing my throat.
Oh, yeah.
So it made me think. We went to a Chinese buffet last night. We argue about at work what the name of it is. I call it Hokkaido, and you call it...
Hokkaido.
Yeah. What do you call it, Brendan?
Hokkaido.
Boom.
Yeah, he's the reader. We got to go with
him. You got to go with him. I don't give a fuck what Brian says.
And that was like an instant answer, too. Yeah. There was no us or typing.
Right. So me and the old lady and the kid are there. There's a lady up there in line, like up at the buffet.
I want to know.
And she's coughing, but like into her arm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, motherfucker.
Like really gross cough.
Yes. Not just like bronchitis kind of fucking cough.
Jesus.
But luckily, she's standing in a section where I'm not going to eat anything there anyways. Yeah. It's all like fish and just a bunch of bullshit. I'm not even in that section.
Right.
But the rest of the time I'm sitting there eating, I can hear her across the way coughing. And you can tell she's not covering it up because I can't even do it. But it's that, it's that real fucking deep.
What the fuck?
Why the fuck would you go to a place?
Why would you go anywhere?
Yes.
That's my thing. Why would you go anywhere? If I just couldn't not cough for fucking 5 minutes, I'd just keep my ass at home.
Yep.
Like, why?
I'd order a fucking pizza. Why? Maybe she didn't have food. Maybe you're out. It's the weekend. So go through a drive-thru, order some fucking pizza. Go to if you want Chinese, there's plenty of fucking Chinese restaurants that you can order the food and take it home. Why would you go to a buffet at that where you're walking around just fucking coughing on everybody's food? That's what I wanted to hand her my plate when she walked by. Oh, just go ahead and just do it all over it.
Yeah.
Get it on there 100%, bitch.
Because, like, of all the restaurants, why a buffet?
Right.
That's the worst.
That is the worst. That's what I'm saying. At least if you went to a restaurant, you're kind of only coughing in your area.
Right.
Still not right, but at
they're
least
bringing
you're
bringing your food to you.
Yeah, so whatever. The only people that are getting fucked.
Did you lose your appetite after that?
I threw my plate across the room and they asked me to leave.
Fuck this.
I shouldn't say a lot, but if we go to a Chinese buffet, that's the one we go to. It's usually pretty decent. Last night, I paid like $50 for the three of us to eat, and it was just like the sushi. I had a couple things of sushi, like I didn't eat enough on Friday.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So you went and ate sushi with me on Friday, and then went to.
I damn near ate six rolls.
Fuck that.
Yeah, well, it's there. I gotta get it. I love sushi.
No, I understand that, but I'm not gonna go back the next day and eat more.
It was the next day. It was the next fucking day.
How many days are in your weekend, Steve?
There's like 9 or 10 of mine.
I wish.
There's a couple days in between Friday and Saturday that I squeeze in there, but no, I only had a few. I didn't go up and like, because usually if I go there, I will eat a bunch of their sushi. I guess it's no different than the quality we get where we go in Clayton.
Right.
It's not the best quality.
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst, but fuck, where we go and eat, it's
12 or 13 all you
can
eat.
Yeah, all you can eat. So fuck yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So I had a few. I got to get a couple since I'm there, but I ate mainly other shit, but
right.
It was fucking chewy. It just, I don't know. It just wasn't a good experience. And then the lady was coughing all over everybody's food.
I had a bad experience yesterday in the store.
Oh yeah, let's hear about it. No, you're telling it. Come on.
Dude. Oh man,
come on!
I'm just so
I know
pissing me off.
That's why I want to hear it.
All right, so, we're in a store. They're in this huge sale.
Like what store?
I don't know if I can say it.
You can say it.
Yeah, no one listens. It's a baby store.
Okay.
So my wife's having.
Well, say it so they have to pay us money for advertising.
Oh, the name of the store? Nah, fuck them. So my wife's pregnant.
So a clothes store and toys and all that bullshit.
It's a used like.
Oh yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking. I mean, we have those around here.
Right. And they had some huge fucking sale, and the wife's like, "Yeah, let's go." And I'm like, "We don't even know the sex of the baby yet." Right. You know what I mean? So what are we buying it?
Right.
So I'm like, "All right, that's fine, whatever." And we get there. We didn't get there first thing in the morning. She's like, oh, I saw it on Facebook, and there's so many people commenting on it. It's going to be real busy. I'm like, oh, fuck, great. So we go in there. I can barely walk 3 feet past the front fucking door.
Oh, God.
And I hate crowds. Yes. I hate crowds.
Oh, I would have went back to the car and said, I'll see you later, babe. I'll be in the car.
So we go in there, and she's looking around at the stuff. There's some stuff still there, whatever, you know. And I'm standing there, like, in paralyzed in fear. And the store itself is real claustrophobic. It's a secondhand store.
Yeah,
it's
so everything's just crammed.
Shit everywhere. Yeah, people just fucking went through all this shit and threw shit everywhere. And there's all these little bratty ass kids and shit. And so I go, just so you know, you see that right there? I go, that's the line to check out.
Oh, God.
You're waiting at least half an hour in line to check out. So these onesies are 50 cents. That's a great fucking deal. Great. I'm looking at the price tags. They're normally $1.50. So it's like, who gives a shit?
Right.
I'll go to Target and pay $5 for this right now.
Just so you don't have to wait.
Just to get the fuck out of here.
Just to get out of that fucking store.
I mean, and there was, and no offense, but the people that are buying 50 cent onesies, they're all trash. I can't get around it. They're all trash. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're on their fifth fucking kid, and maybe this is the only way they can afford their sixth one, you know?
Right.
Is to get 50 cent clothes, you know? Which is whatever.
Well, you probably shouldn't be having kids.
So. That's a whole different topic. Yeah. You know, this one mom's like literally dragging her kid around. The kid is not on its feet, and you're dragging it around by one arm. And it's just like, it was just so trashy. And it's like, I'm looking around, and these motherfuckers are wearing like $150 Jordans. But then they have to go to a store where the clothes are 50 cents.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is your problem? You know what I mean? And I just look at my wife, I go, I'm out. And she followed me straight out. She was so pissed.
Mad at you or just mad at the whole situation?
She was mad at me mostly, you know. And I go, look, we'll go anywhere in this fucking town and we'll buy whatever the fuck you want. I go, I don't care.
Right.
It's not about.
Yeah.
It's just there's certain places I don't belong. No, there's certain places I don't belong.
Right.
I'm not making fun of you. If that's all you can afford,
right,
50 cent shirts and stuff for your kid, that sucks. And you're in that. But I'm sitting there looking at their shoes. They're wearing North Face jackets.
Right.
Wearing, you know, Air Jordans and crap. And it's like,
no, you can afford to just go get the regular ones.
Yeah.
At Target.
Yeah.
Or Walmart.
But it's like, you know, like I said, it's probably their sixth fucking kid, and they're not going to put any money into it.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, it just disgusted me.
Right.
I was disgusted by it. Beyond the crowd, I didn't like the crowd and all that bullshit. You know, I was just disgusted by the people. It was so sickening.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so that was my yesterday.
Well, Brendan, how was your yesterday?
It was all right.
You son of a bitch. Brendan worked, and he was like, my fucking day was great.
Wasn't around crowds, so that's always good.
Oh, yeah. Just traffic, huh?
Yup.
Probably not that bad.
No, I was all out in the country yesterday. So.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
My day was all right.
Fuck you guys.
I went to the new gym to sign up.
The nude gym?
Yeah.
The nude?
The nude gym. I can work out naked. But, yeah, I finally got out of the shithole.
Yeah.
One that I was in. I had enough. So, you know what? Let's play a song, and I'll tell you a little story.
All right. Let's play a song by Space Trucker. The name of this song is New Pubes.
Just go with it. Go
just
with it.
Talk.
Fuck it.
Fuck. That was a song.
Do you want me to do it? That was Space Trucker with the song New Pubes.
All right. Yeah. They're out
soon to be classic.
St. Louis, yeah. Missouri. And they can be found at spctrckr.bandcamp.com.
We saw these gentlemen at Schlafly's Tap Room.
Yes. Which was all really odd setup. Yes.
Because we didn't even get to tell him about this.
Nah. Okay.
Have you ever been there?
Nope.
So
it's kind of a classy establishment.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I had been there before, but apparently not. Apparently I was at the actual brewery.
Okay.
Because they have a place you can go into, and they had live music. So I assume that's where I was going.
This looks like it's a bar on one side, maybe even a restaurant.
Yes.
On the other
side? It was like a restaurant on the other side,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So I walk in. Well, I knew when I pulled up. I'm like, well, this clearly isn't where I was before.
Yeah.
But whatever. I walk in there, and I'm like, because we were there for the Railhazer show. And I walk in, I got there before Travis, and I walk in there, and I'm like, man, am I at the right fucking place? Because this is, does not seem like there's going to be a bunch of metal bands at a place like this.
Right, right.
So I pull my phone out, and I look, and I'm like, this is where it's at. So then...
Tell them the setup.
So
the stage is about, like, well...
It's tiny. It's a small stage, but... The Railhazer guys all fit on it. It's five members, but
right.
it reminded me of it was smaller than the Creepy Crawl stage for sure. The original Creepy Crawl.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of a place maybe we would have played that would have been similar.
And it was about 5 feet from the bar.
Yes.
Oh.
But you walk around. I mean, nice room.
Yeah.
Tall tables. Couple couches.
Yeah.
Super we nice. So we walk and we sat down on one of the couches, or started ordering beers, trying different stuff. And if you look at the crowd that's in there, they're not there to see a Railhazer show.
Right.
They're all.
They're wearing skinny jeans and
they were the typical microbrewery kind of people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this is gonna get very interesting when these bands start.
Oh yeah, we're waiting.
Right. But unfortunately, in that case I was hoping Railhazer was going to play first, just because I never heard the other band, so I didn't know what to expect. Right. But I know Railhazer, so I was like, oh my god, I was like, this is going to be very interesting when they start playing. Well, they ended up headlining, so it was actually Space Truckers that played first.
Yeah, okay.
So most people, it was kind of clearing out a little bit.
There's still probably a dozen people.
In there, and I missed it because I was up at the bar.
Yeah.
But he's sitting on the couch, looking at everybody, and Space Trucker gets up there and they start doing sound check. All they did was start hitting the guitar, and it's distorted, like you expect.
And loud as fuck.
Loud as fuck. And Travis said, the people sitting there, their faces, they all look like they sucked on lemons. They're like, ooh, ooh. The guy didn't even sing or nothing. He's just like, you know, just getting a sound check. And they were so offended by the fucking sound check.
That is so funny. A group of 50 people walked out.
Yep.
And then it's like a group of 50 just walked in. And I'm thinking, like, where the fuck these people come from?
Right.
I've been hanging out here for like an hour.
Yeah, we were there for like an hour ahead of time drinking beer. And all of a sudden, all those people left. But then all sorts of new people came in. It was like a switch. Perfectly switch.
It was funny watching those fuckers leave, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were, this is... what the fuck?
That's why I thought it was a weird fit for that.
It was, but I mean, it was cool. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was totally tons of fun.
It sounded good. I mean,
yeah.
So it was cool. It was a great show.
You talked to Space Trucker for a minute.
They gave us a CD. So yeah, I got their CD. We'll be playing more by them for sure.
Yeah, I liked them. They were cool.
Yeah, they were good. I know the second band you didn't dig too much.
They had so many.
Their timing was weird.
They're just switching up the melody back and forth, and I couldn't keep up. I was like, holy shit.
The only thing I could relate to them as like what it reminded me of, and they weren't as like hard as these guys, but like Dillinger Escape Plan, like that type of music, the jazzy, aggressive. It was a lot of that.
Yeah.
So at Beans, if you haven't heard that style of rock, I could see people being like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it didn't bother me any, because like I said, I know bands that do that. Just, but like for him, I know like Travis, I don't think he's ever heard Dillinger and stuff like that.
For me, like they kept switching the time, like of the music.
Uh-huh.
And it just,
like when you start getting into it.
And I don't mind fast, slow, but they're like, you know, they're switching the time, you know, from like you know,
and that's the style. That's
to me it was so
too
like,
much. No, I get it. It is. The timing's weird and it switches up, but that's the style. But yeah, you were like, you were making the face that all those other people were making.
That wasn't that bad.
No, but it was a cool show. It was a, like I said, I walked in there. I was like, I'm at the wrong place. But I wasn't. It was cool.
Really? It was cool. That was the first time I've seen them.
Yeah. I've seen them. Did I see them twice? A couple times now?
I don't know.
Two or three? I don't know. They're awesome.
You talked to them for a while.
Yeah, I went up there and talked to them for a while. And it was cool. We talked to their, the guy we talked to in Rail Hazer, Steve. I have talked to everybody in the band before but him.
Oh,
and I was thinking
he came up.
Yeah, he came up. Talking. But it was funny because while they were playing, I was thinking about that. I was like, that guy, I think it was their bass player, I think. Mm. And I was like, apologize if I'm getting it wrong. But I know his name was Steve, but I was like, I haven't talked to that guy yet. You know, I've talked to everybody else in the band and like had conversations with everybody but him. And then
it's funny because he came straight up.
And then he came straight up, and I was like, yeah, it was weird. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I talked to everybody, and I just haven't gotten around to, you know. But it was just funny.
Now you have.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
Oh, yeah. They were cool.
Yeah. Let's play another one, Brennan.
All right. This is the band Zornheim, I guess. And the name of this song is The Opposed.
I shall cry.
That was The Opposed by Zornheim. I'm probably mispronouncing that. They are out of Stockholm, Sweden, and they're on Non-Servium Records, and you can find them at non-serviam-records.bandcamp.com.
Yeah. That album is really good. I listened to it on the way to work this week. I like to try to listen to everybody that sends us stuff, and
you should probably do that.
Well, I mean, sometimes I just get us. Some people just send us songs,
not the one song.
The one song, yeah. I can listen to it right then and there.
Yeah.
But like sometimes I get the full albums, and like these guys were from. How do you say that, Brennan? Is it Severium? Severium non.
Oh,
the record.
Yeah, I have no idea. Non-Servium.
Non-Servium Records, but they're one of the promo bands that label sent us. So I get the whole album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's hard. I've got stacks and stacks of albums to go through from the label sending us stuff. So I can't get to every single one of them. So when I get time, I put it on my phone and I'll listen to it.
So did you just like this song the most? Or did they tell you to play this song?
No, I picked the song.
You like?
Because like I said, they gave me the whole album and tell me whatever.
Tell you do whatever you want.
Yeah. So I picked the song. But I put it in going to work earlier this week, and I was like, God damn, that was really fucking awesome. So it was awesome. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just making fun of you in my mind.
I know you are, you piece of shit.
Next.
Next is a song called She Likes It Spooky by Rat Bat Spider.
Nobody understands me, you know that? I fucking bust my ass for you guys, and what do I get? You're spooky. Fuck you, man. Fuck you all.
I like it spooky.
That was Rat Bat Spider playing She Likes It Spooky. They're out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and you can find them at ratbatspider.bandcamp.com.
Awesome.
There you go.
Killer band. This next band, I hit them up on Instagram. I don't remember who started following who first. I mean, since we're creepers, it was probably us. But
most likely you.
Yeah. Yeah. Us.
Don't say us.
No, you're a part of this, motherfucker. I don't care if I have complete control over everything.
I've never even used Instagram my entire life.
You're a part of it. You're going down with the ship. We've already talked about this.
I've never used Instagram either.
But they're like, who found this? I'm like, it's probably Travis. Because they know I'm lying if I say Brendan. They fucking...
Right.
Yeah. He don't even hardly use Facebook.
Nope.
When he does, it's just when he goes to a concert.
Yep.
Do you have a Facebook account?
It...
Will he beat me?
Yeah.
There you go.
But he has it. He just doesn't use it. Right. But I guess I don't use mine very much either. I just creep. That's what we do. Anyways.
Okay. So you're creeping on this band.
Yeah, I was creeping on this band. And they put out
finally.
I guess they're working on an EP and they release the first song on it. And that's what this is. What this is off of.
Cool.
All right. The name of the song is Iniquity 1. Exitium? I don't know. And the name of this band is Witch Tongue.
Thank you.
That was the song Iniquity by Witch Tongue. They are out of Ocala, Florida. You can find them. What the hell is that look for?
What?
You can find them at witchtongueofficial.bandcamp.com/releases.
I started laughing because when he said it, I thought it sounded like he was going to say California. I thought he was going to say California, Florida. I wasn't looking at you. I was like in my own world, and I'm just listening through the headphones. And I was like, what? We just said Florida. We weren't sure how to pronounce it, but whatever. All right. Check this out.
Don't check it out. never mind.
All right. Thanks for listening.
If you're still listening.
If you're still listening at this point, thank you. Thanks to all the bands that send us shit. That's fucking awesome. That's killer. If you like the show and you want some free stickers, email us your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com and we will send you some.
Come to Steve's house.
Or come to Travis's house. We will do us a favor. Take a picture of you holding a sticker or slap it on something cool. Take a cool picture. If you go to our Instagram, you'll kind of see weird pictures I've taken with our sticker just in random places.
They get weird.
No.
They get real weird.
I mean, if you want to put them...
You only send those pictures to
those
me.
Those to you. Oh, yeah, okay. That's personal. That's personal. Private. I only send to you guys. But take a picture of it. Send it back in an email to us, and we'll post it up on our Instagram page. Also, if you are in a band, metal, punk, hardcore... if you want to get played on the show, send it to the same email address, empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we'll get you on the show.
And give you stickers.
Sure. If you give us your fucking address, I'll send you the stickers. I can't do anything without
an address. Don't just give us random-ass addresses.
Yeah, don't have us sending
stickers.
We don't
have that many stickers.
Yeah, I don't want to be wasting them. I just quit my job to get rid of these things. Remember that.
Although it would be kind of cool if you just
start randomly mailing people. The fuck is a Panther Radio? The fuck is this garbage? Follow us on Instagram at Empathica Radio. You can follow me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. We have a Facebook page. You can just type in Empathica Radio. You can find us. I think that's all of our plugs. Is it? Am I forgetting something?
For now.
Sure. For now?
For now.
Oh, wait. You can subscribe on iTunes, which I don't think anybody does.
No.
So you don't miss the show. You can subscribe on Google Play Music, which I don't know if anybody does.
No.
We are working to get our shit on Spotify. It's in the works right now.
They're really slow.
They're really slow. They say it takes a couple weeks. It's just been over a week. If by chance...
They send us a no or they just make
yes,
us wait?
Yes, I will get a email from our hosting site.
Don't you hate that when you contact someone stuff? No, you just get nothing.
Yeah.
Hate that.
iTunes does that shit.
Assholes.
But so hopefully by the time this airs, actually that'll be tomorrow, so it probably won't be on there, but be on the lookout that we'll be on Spotify, I'm sure. So you can just stream the shit. That's even better for everybody. I think that's what everybody probably just wants.
Everyone under 50.
Everybody under 50. If you are over 50 and you listen to the show, you are fucking awesome. That is awesome. But you know that's not happening because they wouldn't be able to figure out how to listen to the show.
No.
Most people don't even know what a podcast is. Let's be honest.
No.
Even people our age.
Even young people. People most age.
Right. So... like I said, I will be putting it, if we are on Spotify, just check out the show notes for like next week's and the weeks after, because you know, as
we'll
everybody
do this
knows,
whole spiel again, we'll just say Spotify.
Right. Okay. Check the show notes. If I got Spotify, listen to the show notes, we're on there.
All right.
Follow it.
Shut the fuck up. Next song.
Shut up.
Brendan.
All right.
Oh, yeah. One more thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking. Go ahead.
All right. The last song is by the band Grave Spirit. They are on Iron Bonehead Productions. They can be found at ironboneheadproductions.bandcamp.com. I could not figure out. Could not figure out where Grave Spirit is from.
The Brendan failed us.
So, don't know where they're from, but I do know the name of the song is Absorbing the Essence from Underneath.
There's no "the" in there.
God damn it.
Now we have to record the whole episode over again.
Do it again.
All right. We'll see you guys in a week.
Bye.